Well, we return once more to the Holy War and consider some of John Bunyan's lessons to us. And now, of course, Mansoul represents not a non-Christian now, but a Christian. And just as John Bunyan is so good at observing what sinners are like and how they think and how they behave, so he is also expert at looking at how Christians behave, and their blessings and joys, as well as their troubles and trials. You see, he lived in the real world. He didn't just think, oh, everything is just so easy for Christians, isn't it? No, it's a real struggle and a battle. And so he describes this, and we're going to be looking at this in the weeks ahead. Now, last time we saw that the people of Mansoul got very serious against whom? Charlotte.
The devil, he sent some of his, people out.
He did.
And they were in that port.
They were.
And then they got sentenced.
They got sentenced to death, and they put them to death. However, somebody escaped. You remember who escaped? Somebody escaped. Timothy?
Was it Lord Unbelief?
It was, wasn't it? What's that telling us, actually? What's that telling us there? Lord Unbelief, escape. What's that telling us, Charlotte?
Sometimes it might just think, oh, is it really true?
That's right. On and on, the problem of unbelief, where we say, oh, I don't believe God. Oh, I don't even believe he exists. And those sorts of things are always going to come back and back at us. So he didn't get that one put to death. And where did he go? Where did he go? Who's he gone out to see? Molly? It is. He's gone to see Diabolus. Diabolus is not pleased, you remember, to hear how now Emmanuel has established himself in the city and got rid of all of Diabolus's images and all of his laws. And he's mighty angry at that. But now there is a time of blessedness and peace in the city, because Emmanuel is well pleased with them because they have shown such firmness against the Diabolonians and against all those sins and atheism and all of these kinds of things. They've shown real firmness, and they haven't said, oh, let's spare them, but they had them put to death with the help of the Lord's secretary. So he blesses them. And he gives to them somebody called Mr. Experience to come and to bless them. And he's got others with him like Mr. Skillful. They're going to help the people be wise and know more of God's joy and help. And the city is really encouraged by this. And then, to go alongside that, Emmanuel publishes a fuller kind of edict, his great commandments to the city, saying, this is what I have done for you. What kinds of things do you think he puts on that? What kinds of things do you think he might have on this great big charter? And he says, this is for you. And I'm telling you wonderful things here. Like what, you imagine? What might he be telling them? What kinds of things do you think a Christian thinks of and thinks, oh, that's wonderful? Anything? For instance, that they are fully pardoned from all their sin and everything that they did when Diabolus was in control and the things that make them feel ashamed, they are completely pardoned from all of those things. And that he has given to them his great laws that they can serve him and know him and love him. And so he puts these things there right in the middle of the city, and the people are so overjoyed to know that this is true. And to know that he's going to be with them always, never leave them, this is like tonic for the soul. So there is Mansoul, and they're happy, and they're singing, and minstrels are playing, and all kinds of celebrations are being enjoyed. And then Emmanuel gives to them a helper, whose name we've already mentioned this morning, and who we also mentioned last week. Who is that? Do you know? Who is that special helper? Go on, Charlotte, what do you think?
Secretary.
It is the Lord's secretary, who is, go on again,
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. And Emmanuel tells the city, I'm giving you the Lord's secretary, and he's going to live in the midst of you. He is going to tell you everything that I could tell you, or that my father El Shaddai could tell you. He will bring all of my laws to your mind, and he will tell you all that I have done for you, and he will be there, right in the midst of you. You are to obey him. You are to listen to him, because he knows all that he's talking about. He won't tell you anything that differs from what my father would say or what I would say. It's the Holy Spirit, you see. It's what he does. And he comes and lives in a Christian. And he's there to help us and show us and teach us, and there to help us in our prayers. And he's there to sanctify us and make us more and more holy. And he shows us the wonder and the glory of Jesus Christ. Now he's there. And, said Emmanuel, you have him as a helper, but also, come here, Mr. Conscience, you also are going to speak to man's soul and help man's soul. But, Mr. Conscience, you are to listen to what the Lord's secretary says, and you are to always follow him in everything. So you see, so our conscience is now being brought into line with God's truth and God's word. And so it doesn't sort of fall asleep when it should be awake, but it's there, and it's listening, that's God's word. Right, you ought to be doing this, and gives us a prod if we're not, and that kind of thing. So now, you've got the Lord's secretary and Mr. Conscience, who's now properly doing his job, and they're going to help you there. And all these good gifts. And Mr. Good Peace is given to them, so that you'll enjoy peace. So the city is delighted with these things. And all of these blessings of God that the Lord gives to the Christian. You see, we're not left lesser people when we become Christians. It's a life of fullness. And it's a life that goes on and on and on, developing and growing. So John Bunyan, you see, tells us about this, how often at the beginning of our Christian life, oh, all these things strike us with wonder. Oh, and we're overjoyed. But remember, in the city, there are still a few who wandering around. Who's still in the city there, Molly?
Babylonians.
There are Babylonians there, like Lord Anger, Lord Deceit, and others who are not very good characters, like Mr. Envy, and people like this. And they're hiding at the moment because they can see that the city is so strong at the moment, and so overjoyed with Emmanuel at the moment, that they're just going to have to keep their heads down and hope nobody notices them and just sort of creep around undetected. But do you think they're going to stay that way? No, they're going to try, aren't they, to fight against the Christian, because that's what happens. They war against the soul. But we'll have to leave them at the moment there, and we'll leave the city of man's soul in this very happy state, and let's pray that God may give to us, all of us who are Christians, that joy and that happiness of soul as well, that we know Emmanuel, we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's working in our hearts, and we're delighted in him, and he in us, and we'll be able then to come across the rainier days that come with a little bit more of that strength that the Lord supplies. So let's sing a hymn now. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, which is number 146.